So, and I look to my right, and there's two seats right next to me. And I'm like, can we sit down here? And she goes, yeah. And we sit down. And then there's a lady in the back goes, no, well, I guess you ain't no Rosa Parks.
And no! Yeah, no one said that. Yeah. No.
Yes, she did. Yes, she did.
My next guest on Naked is Issa Blaker. He is an actor. He was a model. He is soon to be a singer. At least I think so. That's what he says to us. You're going to enjoy this edition of... Hey, everybody. This is Carrie Champion, and I'm here to announce that the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards on April 27th. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with your Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and have it shared with the Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit, Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event you want to be at. You don't want to miss it because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill in your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of Black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to educational achievement of Black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. AT&T Connects and Ode to Podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that three-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Take it.
Greatest in sports and entertainment, connected with us. Every champion and carry champions to be a champion. Got a champion and carry champion, and girl, you did it. Got a champion and carry champion and carry champion. Greatest in sports and entertainment, connected with
us. Hey, everybody, welcome back to a new edition of Naked. Today on the pod, we have Issa Blaker. He has an interesting origin story, and the reason why I use the word origin is because he plays a very trusted scholar in Ava DuVernay's Origin. And I hope you guys have seen the film. If not, believe me, it is worth the watch. But today's guest actually got his start as a model, and now he is acting. He is one of these personalities, if you will, or people who just want to be the best at everything. And I know that sounds very generic to say, but it isn't common. At one point in his life, he thought that he would be an MMA boxer because he loved martial arts and he'd ultimately take it to the next level. And then he found gold, if you will, as a model. And he thought, well, I'm going to be the best model there is. And then, of course, as it happens, He left modeling and decided to start acting. And acting has been good to him. You may have already seen him in Madea Homecoming, Fear of the Walking Dead, or, again, his latest role as a real-life trailblazer and anthropologist, Allison Davis, and Ava DuVernay's Origin. Again, this is an important story that talks about racism in the United States as an aspect of the caste system. It's based off of Isabel Wilkerson's book. It's called Caste. If you guys have not seen it, if you have not read the book, which is a dense read, so, you know, Audible is there as well, but it is worth it. It is so important. And I don't know if you guys are connecting the dots. I am trying to do and tell stories and interview people who are really a part of a movement that that requires us to be aware of what's going on in our society today. And this film, Origin, definitely is important, especially as we are in this election year, folks. So try to check it out. But in the meantime, in between time, pack some patience and a little bit of understanding. Have a little fun with our next guest, Issa Blaker, on Naked. Thank you so much for being naked or being on Naked. The idea of the podcast is really to just talk to people who have really incredible stories, and you have a really great story still to be written, I'm sure. We will begin with your origin story, if you will. Congratulations on the film. Remarkable work. I've read the book. Well, I've done my best to read the book because it's thick and it's dense, and as you read it, there's a lot to digest. And I think Ava did an amazing job with this. With that being said, where did you grow up? From my understanding, you and your parents, you left your original home when you were 2 years old. So tell me about how you grew up a little bit.
Well, I was born in Suriname, which is in South America. It's above Brazil. It's right next to Venezuela. It's the greenest country in the world. There's no, institutional racism there. And it's a very interesting and beautiful country, in my opinion, very green. When I was 2 years old, we moved to the Netherlands, which is in Europe, and I have lived there for about 25 years.
Oh, so you still, I want to be all in your business, but you claim Netherlands as home. That's home for you, right? In terms of when I'm going back home, that's where you're going.
It's all three, actually. Rotterdam is where I grew up in the Netherlands. The city is home, where I was born, where I find my culture. In Suriname is home, and where my house in New York is, or home in New York is,
okay,
is also home. Yeah.
When you grew up, did you have any concept of what life would look like for you in terms of your interest? Were involved in martial arts. You were semi-pro as a fighter. You then modeled, and you also have several degrees. It's almost as if you're like a MacGyver, if we call it, a jack of all trades. How did you see your life turning out at this stage that you're at right now? Could you say, oh, I'd be an actor. I knew I'd be acting.
Yeah, I grew up, I mean, it was an option, you know, acting, but it just, yeah, you were going to be broke. It's also a way smaller market. And now there are actually actors who make a good living out of it over there, but it's a small market. So no, it was not. My dream was to be world champion in martial arts. And first it was full contact karate and then kickboxing and then MMA. And now I wanted to be world champion and all of it. And you know, I got injured and other things came on my path. And then I wanted to be the best model. And then I realized, you know, or the number one model, you have to be white for that. So then I wanted to be number one black model. and that might be, I don't know, for somebody who's handpicked from like 15 or 18 years old. And it's not something you can work on and, you know, do yourself. So from there, I just thought about business life and be successful there. And then I just chose to go into modeling because I wanted to travel the world, go on adventure. And then eventually I realized there's not a lot I can do. There's not a lot I can do to make the modeling progress. So then I found acting, and acting is something that very much so you have a big hand in your success and moving forward.
So the connecting or the through line is that you want to be successful. You want to be the best at whatever it is that you attempt to do. It's so admirable for so many reasons. No one attempts to do something just to be mediocre, but you go from, you get a degree, you have several degrees, correct? You have a master's degree. Am I right about that? In consultancy? Is that accurate?
Yeah. A bachelor's in business and a master's in consultancy. I mean, where I'm from, it's kind of different than in America. It's like if you do the bachelor's, you have to do the master's. And if you show up to a job interview and you haven't done your master's, you get questions. You know, it's different.
Interesting. Okay. Yeah. Where we choose neither here stateside. And if we have to do one, we're like, I just did that one part. I did the bachelor's. I don't want any more. I'm done with school. At least that's how I was like, I'm done. I did my school part. So right. You have all of these. You have a world, in my opinion, to choose from. And do you think acting is your home in terms of this is it? I've found what I want. Or is there other things on the horizon for you?
Right now it is. I mean, there was a life before acting. There's a life next to acting. And there will be a life after acting. So wherever my path takes me, that's where I'll be. I like to write but I will say anything that I put myself to right now, I'm studying how to sing, and that's great. But I like to fully commit myself to what I'm doing. So right now, that's everything that comes through and from acting. And at some point, that means starting other businesses or other ventures, and that will all come through that.
That's and by the way, that's what it used to be, or still is in some cases, where you had the old Hollywood acting studios and like the Fred Astaires of the world and the Ginger Rogers. You had to sing, act, dance. You had to be able to do it all. You couldn't just do one thing really well. So that makes sense in terms of being a talent that you are. You started in some small roles, as we all do, I think, and then you get this. What, from my understanding, and correct me if I'm wrong, this big break, or what would be on the outside looking in, seemingly a big break by being in a Tyler Perry film that was, I believe, on Netflix. Talk to me about your level up in terms of getting roles and finally landing this Tyler Perry role where you are featured.
I don't know. I don't necessarily look at it like that. I think that's a tricky way to look at it, as in I've made it now. Yesterday I didn't make it. So I like acting. I like the craft of it.
Yeah.
And I like the study of it. So I just look at my performance and my skill level and how I can improve. Yeah, that's kind of all there is to it. So even the roles that somebody might call smaller, I'm looking at how can I make more of it, or how can I do my absolute best, or give it what it needs to make it, you know, just perfect. So in that sense, Tyler Perry was the exact same thing to me. Now, I will agree with you that it's a project on a way different scale, in a sense. I mean, his movie went number one in most countries in the world on Netflix, and I think it was third in some, otherwise it would have been number one everywhere. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that was just a beautiful thing to be a part of. It's weird. I don't look at it in terms of fame, or now people know you more, you're a bit more on the map, but in the end you got to go home and go back to auditions again.
I don't necessarily know if that's the question. The question is more like, and let me be a little more clear. When you start out with any profession, you don't necessarily start from where you want to end. You know, it's a process, and so you can see the distance. And I wonder, from the moment you started to act to where you are now, more specifically when asking about the Tyler Perry film, do you see the difference? How you've grown as an actor? Do you see other things that you're more interested in? There is this progression. Like, so when I started out in journalism, I was a one-man band. I was carrying my camera and my tripod, and I was setting it up and interviewing people and sweating like crazy and doing all this work that I felt like, okay, this is teaching me to appreciate my craft. And then when you get to the level where you can, you know, it's you're not setting up your camera and your tripod, you can see the distance and you say, okay, this feels good too. You know what I mean? You can appreciate every part of the journey, but did you really feel like, whoa, when you were in the Tyler Perry film, or was no different than when you started in your very first acting job?
No, I think the biggest differences are you know, when you're a guest star and you come along, mostly what you're doing is managing your emotions and nerves, you know, and you're doing stuff that you think works, but doesn't work at all. It actually works against you. So, you know, I didn't know. I have quite a deep voice. So I need, if I don't use it properly, it can kind of disappear and I can sound like Cookie Monster and like people don't understand what I'm saying. So, you know, there was stuff I thought I had to like send my voice and boom it through the entire room. That didn't work because there's a microphone close to you. You know, you learn these things or trying to cry in the back and getting ready for a scene that has nothing to do with that does not work. And there's just those little lessons. And with Tyler, because there was way more to act and it was like boot camp because he shoots it in, I think it was 10 days and there was like two setup days and a weekend. Yeah, normally they shoot it in 7, but because he was acting multiple characters, you know, it took longer. So we had a week to prepare. So that was the growth and the fun. And, you know, it's boot camp. You got to show up. And that was crazy. So afterwards, you do feel like, oh, I am a different actor now. Not because the project is on a different... whatever he does with it and how big he promotes it and sends it out and all that, that's him. He's that businessman. I get to work on more stuff. Under more pressure, and that's where I grew right. Every champion and carry champions to be a champion, a champion and carry champion and carry champion, a champion and carry champion and carry champion.
Greatest in sports and entertainment, connected with. Hey everyone, I am so excited. The Black Effect is live. This April 27th, the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with a Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and have it shared with the Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit, Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event to be at. You won't want to miss this because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill of your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Every champion and carry champions to be a champion. A champion and carry champion. That girl, you did it. Got a champion and carry champion and carry champion.
Greatest in sports and entertainment. Get naked with me.
I think it's so hard to be it. I say this every time we have actors on the podcast. It is so difficult what you all do. You just said something really simple, like, what choice am I going to make? I need to cry on, you know, or, and it has nothing to do with what's happening. Or do I project, or do I make a movement? What feels right? And then there's always somebody being like, and the only reason why I'm saying this is because once I played a reporter, I played myself, and the director came in and said, you're not doing it right. I'm like, but I'm a reporter. That's what I would do. And he's like, it's just not right. It's just, and you just, and I was so red and humiliated. I had no clue. I was so embarrassed. I was like, wait, what do you mean? This is what I would do in real life. And he's like, no, wrong choice. And so I always think to myself, that was the day I knew I could never do what you do. And I was like, God bless this man. That's a tough profession. It is, in my opinion, you know, to go with something instinctively, but they're telling you that's not it, and you have to figure it out.
I don't know. I think sometimes you also have to be allowed to make your mistakes and find your way into a craft. You know, I used to vlog and put videos out that I really enjoyed. It just took a lot of effort. Like every Monday I would pull an all-nighter to get it all edited and uploaded. And then I was studying how to, you know, get an American accent because I needed that to be able to work in America. And I asked my accent coach, like, hey, what do you think about this? And I asked about my accent, and she watched it, and she was like, what is this thing? Like, you're just filming your face walking around. This is weird. You know, and it just like put a knife in my confidence. And you know, even though she, God bless her heart, is of a different era, time,
I get where you're going.
Older, she doesn't get the whole medium.
You're
the whole
like,
thing.
But I'm doing something different. Yeah.
But even in hindsight, there was something great in it. It's just somebody who took that little bit of confidence and insecurity and just like, you know, killed it. So, and I think maybe the same thing happened to you. And then I don't know what happened, whether you're like, listen, I'm just going to focus on my strengths, or I'm not going to pursue this, or whatever. But
yeah,
you know,
to your point, I understand everything takes correction. I think I respect what actors do because, yeah, I just find it the most difficult thing to do. I really do. I think it's such a craft. And I was talking to, and his name is not Ray Donovan, but I was talking to Liev Schreiber once, and he said that he's a method actor, almost to the point where it could be painful. Do you have a preferred method of acting? Are you someone who has to be the character 24 hours a day to get into the character?
I hope I don't have a method. I'm studying my butt off not to have a method in different places with different people who teach different methods. And I hope I can find myself in the middle at some point. Mm. I think that changes per project. I think at some point it's good to kind of tone it down. If I'm in an accent, I try to stay in the accent kind of in a baseline while I'm on set or around maybe, and then I'll turn it up once I start acting. I've had projects where I would take pictures and put them on the walls of the hotel room that I'm in. And that's great because then, you know, your mind is constantly, and you have to move them around because you start forgetting about them. But yeah, that's great until you get the cleaning ladies that need to come in and you're doing a movie like Origin and there's, you know, pretty bad photos up that you need for your acting, but, you know, you're dealing with Jim Crow racism and lynchings, and you're dealing with, you know, Nazis and all that and book burning. So that was kind of difficult. So at one point I met one of the cleaning ladies and I was like, hey, would you mind like leaving my room for a couple of days? Yeah. And she's like, okay, cool. You know, we spoke, so we're good.
Yeah.
But then the issue is that now you need to take out your trash and all that on your own, which I don't mind. But then you realize there's not a lot of trash cans in a hotel, you know, so it becomes a bit of an issue. So at some point, I need to clean the whole thing out and just ask her to clean my room again. And then I put them up again. So
yeah,
there's stuff like that. Yeah.
I think that's fascinating. I wonder, can you tell our listeners about Origin? I do know about it just because of the book, but why is this film so important in your opinion?
Because it sheds light on how something like racism isn't just racism. It's bigger. It happens in different ways and forms. Where people, if for whatever reason they're of a lower caste than you are, or in your society they are seen as lower for whatever reason, you or your people can be racist towards them, or, you know, can discriminate against them. And everybody is liable in doing that. And it happens all around us. And I think especially as Americans, we should watch it, because there's not a big understanding of what happens outside of America. And it sheds light on how things that we know happen in other places as well.
Considering you're a citizen of the world, and you live in very many places, or a few places, how does racism feel to you in America? Is it overt? Have you experienced it? Do you notice it?
I don't know. I went to Savannah and I was at craft service, you know, when you're getting a snack in between, and there was another black man there who was a local, and we were just talking. I'm like, not from there. And he said, you know, things can get racist in the South. And he was joking about how people who aren't from there, or especially people who are from abroad, don't realize how racist it can get. Like, we have an idea, but we don't fully realize. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, that's interesting, you know? But I'm not from the South, and I've lived in some bad neighborhoods even here. But actually, I thought there would be more racism that I run into. Mm-hmm. The only racism I've run into quite a few times is from other African-Americans, you know, mm-hmm. colorism. Where I was on the phone once speaking Dutch, and this lady leans over. She's like, excuse me, are you a person of color? Do you identify as a person of color? And I'm like, and I've had that question more often, you know, or quite a few times. And that's like, you see melanin in my skin, and then you're asking me if I see that as well, or if I walk around with that same melanin. Which I'm like, if I was white, you would never ask me that question. So you see it in my skin, so you ask. Mm-hmm. So I, you know, and it's things like that, and it goes even further.
Do you get that a lot from other black folks? Other black folks will say, so are you black? They ask you that specific question.
There are black people all over the world. There are only African Americans in America. So my sense of being black and my culture and you know, being, you know, from African diaspora, is different. So you wouldn't recognize this regardless. English is my second language. So I only learned how to speak it in one way. So the questions I'll get is like, you seem kind of unfamiliar. You don't have flavor. You know, you lack things. I'm like, because my flavor doesn't show up in the way I speak to you.
I have so many questions. Okay. So I want to make sure I understand exactly what you're saying.
One last thing that I want to say.
Okay.
They'll compare me to other people that they know. Like, yeah, but that person, you know, does have flavor, and he's not from America. I'm like,
oh, like
those
who?
Are native speakers. Any other black actor that you know, it's like, but like those Idris are native Elba? Speakers, even. Yeah, but they're from the UK.
Yeah, so
you
I
know?
Don't.
And they're native speakers, so you hear it in the way they speak. Does that make sense?
No, well, no, because I'm trying to understand. So you're saying African Americans specifically ask you, do you identify as a person of color? You've had that happen with other African Americans, not black folks, because black folks mm-hmm. are everywhere. But you're saying blacks from America are the ones who ask you.
Yes. There will be people in my acting classes or work or whatever. They'll be around me. So after a while, you get this question like, hey, you seem kind of unfamiliar. You know, can we claim you? You know, and then it's like, do you date black women? Do you, you know, or and can
I think that's the, like, do you date black women? I don't know if they're asking you that because you're not from here. I think that's a question people just ask in general. Okay, wait.
I used to get both.
Oh, yeah, I'm like.
But it gets worse. It gets worse.
So this is interesting. To you, when someone asks you that, when a African American will ask that question to you or some form of that question, for you, you consider that being racist?
I try not. I've been through way worse racism than that. So it doesn't really, I don't lose sleep over it, you know, but I have an opinion about it. Yes.
Okay. That's fascinating. Takes me back to this film. Cause I can't really, I've traveled the world and I can't necessarily think that I would ask you that question knowing you. I would just be more curious about your background. If you speak 5 different languages, what's your native, and those kind of questions I'm curious about. And I wonder if that's what some people are asking you, but it's coming across as if, like, do you identify as black? You know, well, you know what I mean?
No, like, yeah. I've had all of those. And the mm-hmm. thing is, like, I walk around with an American accent. So to a certain extent, I walk around as a local, but they start noticing things like, you know, the way I dress or some little things. If you're around me long enough, like, hey, you seem kind of unfamiliar. But it goes further than that. Like, I've dated black women and I've dated multiple races, in, you know, but right now my girlfriend's Caucasian, and we were in Savannah and we went on a tour, you know, and she helped me prep the movie and we went through all the backstory and all that. And so in a sense, she helped with tell this story and tell this narrative. Mm-hmm. So now we go on a tour around Savannah. What kind of tours are there? Well, there's a Black History Tour. Great. Let's go on that. So we get on the bus, right? Here's me being, you know, quite light skinned or whatever. In the summer, I'll look like I'm your skin color. In the winter, I might look like people need to ask me questions about my ethnicity. Right. Anyways, right. We get on this bus. She's Caucasian. We step in. We're the last ones to get in. The entire bus stares at us. All black families. They stare at us. And I stare back, and there's like a couple seats in the back of the bus, right? So we're eyeballing those seats, and I'm like, do I want to walk through the gauntlet? I'm like, no. So, and I look to my right, and there's 2 seats right next to me, and I'm like, can we sit down here? And she goes, yeah. And we sit down, and then there's a lady in the back goes, no, well, I guess you ain't no Rosa Parks.
And no,
yeah,
no one said that.
Yeah.
No.
Yes, she did. Yes, she did. Yes, she did. You know what I mean? And I, like, it's like, I can, I don't well, know, you we grow up like, in these.
Okay, I get it. But first of all, you
yeah, but was it, wait. But was it towards me or was it towards her?
It was.
Now, we towards, can go I, there.
I think it was towards her. Yeah. You know what, though? Can I say something? I know what you're saying. And this is a deeper conversation, which I this would be a whole conversation.
Exactly. We can take this conversation a whole lot of ways.
I know what you're saying. And I identify because I am African-American. I could hear the tone. I could feel the energy, the way you describe the bus, the eyeballs, the staring, and it feels woefully uncomfortable. But the racism that we talk of would be just in reverse. But we're just used to it. As an African-American, I'm used to it. I'm used to being the only black person in the room and them looking at me and staring at me. And it could be a couple of reasons. It could be because I am the only black person in the room, because they may say, oh, right. It could be all these different reasons, but we just move through the world because that's just been our existence. And so I could see you feeling some type of way and experiencing it differently. And I cannot fault or find fault with your experience. I think you, to me, from what I've been able to ascertain, are smart enough to know where that's coming from and what it is, you know, and how it just, the education, seriously, which is why I go back to origin, the education of who we are and the through line is so very important. Did you, when filming this, have a lot of conversations with Ava? How were you selected for your role? and please tell everybody what your role is actually in the film.
I play Dr. Allison Davis, who together with his team went undercover in the deep South, Jim Crow South in the 1930s, to study race relations and to unearth how black and white people down there deal with each other. And they wrote a study about it, published it, and this study influenced the likes of Malcolm X and Martin Luther King and all those. He's a very famous scholar and, lauded man. Mm-hmm. I got booked because I was on Fear the Walking Dead. I played a German character, and the man who played my husband, Coleman Domingo, who's now nominated for an Oscar, had dinner with Ava, and he recommended me. And I got the audition, and I had to do it over the weekend. It was, hustle, all kinds of things involved, heightened speech, complicated monologue, accent, physicality. I had to speak German. So that was the other thing as well. She was looking for a mixed race actor who could speak German. Mm-hmm. And I was playing that as well on the other show. So that worked out. Yeah. And then during the audition, also speak German with an American accent. And then,
Isha, I love this. I love this. I'm excited. You're saying it all casually, like no big deal. I love this. I love the story of you working with Coleman and Coleman recommending you while having dinner with Ava. You do an audition over the weekend and it was meant to be. That's the destined stuff. I need a mixed looking actor who speaks German as well. Here he is. Actually, I happen to know someone. He's right here and it's you. I am so happy for you. That is a beautiful to me. That is one of these stories where you're like, it was meant to be. It was mine. It was meant to be mine.
I guess so. Yeah. I think some of the roles, I think most roles you book, you're like, oh, wait, this really had my name on it. But I will say it's not, I think, Coleman recommending me. She asked, okay, cool. He showed a picture. She was like, great. But does he know how to act?
Yeah.
And then he said, yeah, he's got chops. And no, but that part, I will say, like, I really, he vouched for me. You know, yeah, what I'm saying? And I really appreciate that because that means that you can't go on to the next set and act like a jerk or give it not your all. I mean, it's also Ava, but still.
Yeah, but even also.
That was a big motivator.
Yeah, like you, Ava wouldn't put you in. Everyone knows Ava. You're not in her film if you can't act. No one's thinking that you can't act if you're in an Ava film, at least because of her demand of excellence, you would think. Anyway, so I think that's beautiful. Correct. I love that. I love that storyline. And I love you explaining why this film is very important.
Every champion and carry champions to be a champion. A champion and carry champion and carry champion. A champion and carry champion and carry champion.
Greatest in sports and entertainment. Connected with.
Yo, I'm hype. The Black Effect is live. This April 27th, the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed down to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with the Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and share it with the Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit, Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event to be at. You will not want to miss this, because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill in your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details. Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements. along with funding programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to educational achievement of Black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Every champion and carry champions to be a champion, a champion and carry champion. That girl, you did it. Got a champion and carry champion and carry champion.
Greatest in sports and entertainment. Connected with.
Have you read the book? Have you read Isabel Wilkerson's book?
Yes.
It's so dense. Well, I told you that at the top. It was too dense for me. Guys, listen, you guys who were, if you're listening to this, please go out and support and read this woman's story. She's fascinating, but that is, loosely, not even loosely, that is what the film is based off of, her life story. And I'm impressed by this woman and what she's been able to accomplish. Race relations in this country are so difficult. I feel like, especially as we go into an election year, people, this film is important. I know Ava has said that on so many different shows. You know what I mean?
There are things in that book that like it hurt people's feelings. You know, that's not even the movie. That's the book. And it's like the worst part is that's not Isabel Wilkerson's opinion. That's what came out of research.
Mm-hmm.
Like, ooh, wow, that was true. Snap. And I just did the audiobook, so that's a lot easier and quicker.
Yeah. So did I, but I kept rewinding. It was a tough ass, but you're right. It's the research. It's not as if she said, when that book first came out, she knew it was going to be controversial, not so much what she said, but what she was able to find. And I remember a few people, social media, started to tweet about what it meant or how other countries learned racism from us, from here in America. And it's happening everywhere. People were so upset at that thought. But it's like we live in an age, and why I say I think origin is important to go see everyone. We live in an age where truth is imperative. Like you can't hide it anymore. It's too much information and it's available. So we have to be able to process it and understand where we come from. Before I wrap and let you go, can you tell me about any new projects that you're working on?
I have a callback that I'm really excited about tomorrow. So, you know, if it's meant for me, yeah, that's like, oh man, if that could solidify. And otherwise, you know, I'm working on other things. I have a singing showcase who I'm not going to invite anybody to because I'm there for training.
I'm coming. You guys, if you want to hear Shasim, he's going to be where? You're not even
invited to the third one or whatever.
Okay, your third one. Yeah, all right. Well, you guys follow Isha on Instagram and see if he posts where he's going to be singing at, because I will find out and I'm going to post for him.
Yeah, I might post a video. I don't know. We'll see.
It'll be great. I love this. Isha, the film is in theaters. It's Origin. Please go out and support and check out his work. I'm sure some of you are already familiar with him if you watch Fear of the Walking Dead. I did not watch it. I have to apologize. Or if you saw, you know, even if you saw Homecoming, Madea. I really am excited about your future, and I'm glad that you were able to be a part of what I think is an important piece of work.
Thank you so much, Karen. This is a great interview.
Hey, y'all, thank you so much for listening to this edition of Naked. I want you guys to make sure you subscribe, you download, you leave great comments, you tell your friends. We appreciate your faithfulness here on Naked. Back next week.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.